Hey folks, I'm here today to tell you about Visible. Something unfortunate about wireless services, what you see isn't always what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. No perception check required. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. If you're looking for a carrier that is upfront with no hidden fees, then go to Visible.com to make the switch. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save, and you're going to be getting unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Visible is the wireless carrier that's constantly operating from a zone of truth. In their quest for total transparency, Visible wants you to know the monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Dungeon Cast. I'm Brian.
And I'm William.
This is the podcast where we talk about everything tabletop role-playing games.
And today we are talking about Nothix. Hey Brian.
Hey Will.
How are you doing today?
I am fantastic.
That's
How
good.
Are you?
I'm doing swell.
Swelling. Yeah, man. What are we talking about today?
Well, you know what? The Monster Manual has a lot of monsters.
This is like a whole book, I'm pretty sure.
A whole book of nothing but monsters. And we are still making our way through that book.
Yeah, the OG one, too.
The,
not the even those
2014
fancy ones they got.
I predict that by the time the new 2024 Monster Manual comes out, we will have made it through 99% of the 2014 Monster Manual.
Yeah, are we just skipping Monsters of the Multiverse? It's like not one we really addressed all that much.
I don't think we're going to need it because apparently there's going to be 500 monsters in the new Monster Manual. Plus, a lot of the monsters that we have covered on this show are in Monsters of the Multiverse and we've covered. I think Monsters of the Multiverse
it's a big
only
overlap, but they changed lore on goblins.
They did. They made them fey. Which goblins were always could be used in fey settings for sure. But
they wrote that weird joke in there about gobbling these nuts.
They did, and it was a huge scandal.
Damn it, Wizards. Hasbro and Wizards have done it again. Nah, just kidding. That's a Dungeon Cast original. Well, not really. Just gobbling these nuts. That's a transitive joke. It does not just pertain to D&D.
No, it does not.
All things
Nor
fantasy.
Did we invent it.
No, but I do love those jokes.
So I predict that we will just in time finish the first Monster Manual in time to start it all again.
Hey, that's super fucking convenient.
It is, isn't it?
You would think that Wizards of the Coast like would recognize us as an entity, even though they just don't
one
for some reason.
One would hope.
Yeah, it's almost like they do because of how well timed that is. They just don't know. They do not know we exist.
Today, we are talking about a strange, strange monster. An aberration that was added to the game of D&D during 3.5 edition. So not quite a D&D classic like most of the Monster Manual stragglers that we've been covering this year, but I think it's a bit of a fan favorite.
Okay.
So today we're talking about the Nothic. Let's get into it. Nothics are one-eyed, twisted aberrations that exhibit extremely erratic and malevolent behavior. This hunched creature has an awkward gait and a single huge eye that dominates its entire face. Its body is bloated and misshapen, and its limbs are wiry but strong. Its arms end in claws that reach the ground as it moves in an awkward hop. Their baleful eyes gleam brightly, hinting at a strange intelligence and unnerving malevolence.
This is like creepy Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, sure. You should pull a picture because they have a unique look, but yeah.
Okay.
Aberrant creatures, Nothics have fragmented intellects strung together by tenuous sanity. They have a propensity for random, seemingly insane actions, but are capable of calculated plots and nefarious intent. Most times, a Nothic is content to watch, weighing and assessing the creatures it encounters. Hmm. When driven to violence, it uses its horrific gaze to rot the flesh from its enemy's bones.
Jeez, just looking at it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So now their eyes are powerful in Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, they pierce into the ethereal plane with their abilities.
Yeah, and they can make anti-magic cones and shoot telepathy. Like, there was a lot of beholder Spider-esque description going on at the beginning of that. But yeah, it looks a little more like a little more Goblin than Mike Wazowski.
Right. Yeah. Agreed. So Nothics possess a strange magical insight that allows them to extract knowledge from other creatures. I skipped a paragraph. We're going back.
Okay.
They are known to live in underground ruins and caverns as solitary predators, or to serve more powerful creatures that find their erratic behavior amusing. Such behavior generally makes them seem more like a pet than the torture or jester they are normally employed as. But their lack of sanity means they will perform functions that other creatures refuse to consider.
Okay, they're not all there.
No, they're very much not all there. Nothics possess a strange magical insight that allows them to extract knowledge from other creatures. This grants them a unique understanding of secret and forbidden lore, which they share for a price.
Oh, wow.
A Nothic covets magic items, greedily accepting such gifts from creatures that seek out its knowledge.
That's interesting. So it learns things just by being around people and then barters with it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Nothics are also notorious for infiltrating arcane academies and other places rich in magical learning. They are driven by the vague knowledge that there exists a method to reverse their condition. This isn't a clear sense of purpose, but rather an obsessive tug at the end of the mind. Some Nothics are clever enough to realize that this is merely part of the strange lesson for their folly, a false hope to drive them to seek out more arcane secrets. There seems to be three different origins for these guys.
Okay.
One is tied to the god of necromancy, Vecna. One is tied to a disease known as arcane blight. And one is tied to the Far Realm. Let's go through them in that order.
Yeah, because I have questions about that first thing you said.
Yeah, about their condition?
No, the god. Well, that too.
The Vecna?
The god of necromancy, yes. Vecna. That title implies a timeline, does it not?
It does. Okay. The first origin names Nothics as cursed and transformed Arcanists. Wizards have a stereotype of being incredibly ambitious, often seeking paths to immortality and godhood. Rather than gaining the godlike supremacy they crave, some wizards who devote their lives to unearthing arcane secrets are reduced to creeping, tormented monsters by a dark curse left by Vecna, a powerful lich who, in some worlds, has transcended his undead existence to become a god of secrets. Nothics retain no awareness of their former selves, skulking amid the shadows and haunting places rich in magical knowledge, drawn by memories and impulses they can't quite understand.
Yeah, it makes sense. So these can be planeswalkers in a way. So they're coming from this world where they're ruled by Vecna, seeking out secrets.
Well, it's more along the lines of, so the way I see it in this origin story is, we know that Vecna has theoretically succeeded as a wizard turned god, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not interested in anyone following his path. So I don't know how or exactly what, but it seems like he's left like little traps for would-be wizards that would do this. And those that fall under his spell here become cursed and become Nothics.
It's his Mike Wazowski fan fiction. It's like really nasty.
It's real gross.
And it turns them.
It's like gnarly.
Yeah, it's Mike Wazowski with a bunch of goblins. And it's not good. And it turns him into Nothics. Vecna's just like, I'm going to slip this into this Magic 101 book. Leave this right here on the shelf.
Indeed. Nothics can often be found living among the undead and in cults of Vecna, serving as guardians and jesters. Nothics and Vecna cults develop terrible gifts granted by the god of secrets. Mm. So there does seem to be a direct connection between him and them.
Okay.
Their strong psychic connections to the maimed god allow Vecna to see through the eye of any such Nothic upon which he focuses his attention, allowing him to gather secrets and keep tabs on those in his service.
Yes, it's all dealing in secrets.
And remember,
secrets
they can delve into people's minds with their eyeball power, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
very convenient.
You think Vecna's favorite like Christmas time thing or like holiday season thing is like sees candy, like the mystery of it? Vecna has a box of seized candy on his desk where he's bitten into every single one, so he knows exactly which one is which. But he will not let you look inside the box.
I thought you were going to go with like a he sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake thing.
Well.
Which I think is also true. But
if his one good eye is looking your direction, he can see if you're sleeping or not. Yeah, for sure.
That's true. All right, the second origin is Forgotten Realm specific, and funnily enough, in light of one of our most recent episodes, it's tied to the Empire of Netheril.
Oh, cool.
specifically to a specific fallen enclave, the enclave of Ithrin, also known as the Necropolis.
A.K.A. the Goat Flippers.
Ithrin, later known as the Necropolis, was one of the spectacular enclaves of Netheril that soared across the skies over a millennia before the era of upheaval. Like nearly all of the ancient empire's flying cities, Ithrin came crashing down to Toril, remaining largely intact as a necropolis embedded deep within the heart of the Reghead Glacier in the far north of Faerun.
Oh, that's kind of cool. It didn't just, like, disintegrate.
Yeah. So when the floating Netherese enclave of Ithrin crashed in -343 DR, the ruined city radiated an arcane blight that soon turned the surviving mages into Nothics. Even centuries later, as of the late 15th century DR, which is the current timeline, mm-hmm. which, like I said, I think it's like 1496 right now.
Yeah.
Visitors to the crash site risk succumbing to the blight as well if they linger for too long.
Yeah, big boons to everybody that actually listened to the Nethero episode and is listening to the podcast.
It's a very popular episode.
Yeah. It is, yeah. And now we have context for this crazy paragraph.
Yeah, and it wasn't planned. I just chose Nothics randomly. I was like, oh, shit. How coincidental. There's Nethero shit here.
Yeah, that worked out.
Yeah.
Because now I have context for this.
It's true.
It makes me not ask a ton of questions right there, but I tangented anyway, like I do. Please.
Like you do.
Please.
It's not as bad as the last episode.
No, it's not. And while we're here, I did enjoy your Santa Claus thing. That was good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I know we kind of just like moved
we glossed right over it, but
I did appreciate
all right.
It. Yeah.
Thank you.
Rhythm.
Any humanoid exposed to an area radiating an arcane blight runs the risk of contracting it within 12 hours. If they do so, the first obvious signs are feelings of isolation and experiencing paranoid delusions that leave the victim unable to trust anyone around them. As the disease progresses, the victim will be transformed into a Nothic over the course of 3 days if they are unable to shake the blight. Mm. This entails symptoms of clammy skin, hair loss, and nearsightedness before the transformation culminates on the final day.
Okay. Sounds bad.
Sounds painful.
Sounds pretty painful. Mm-hmm.
The third and final origin of Nothics is rather brief in explanation, stating simply that Nothics are aberrant creatures that have drifted to the prime material plane and into other planes from the far realm.
Cool.
Nothic's main magical gifts are focused in their eyes. They possess both dark vision and true sight, and their gaze can rot the flesh of other creatures. Some Nothics can unleash other necrotic or psychic attacks to damage foes, and certain individuals can mentally dominate a target as well. Some Nothics can even magically learn a secret about a target via some weird insight. Nothics can also attack with their claws, but are not particularly adept at doing so, preferring to rely on their strange magical abilities to disable opponents before killing.
Just like how a wizard might have like a staff they could club somebody with, and they just don't do that.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Unless your name's Ilian.
You do a fire with a magic. Yeah, that's true.
Ilian loves the club birds to death. Apparently.
Yeah, that's canonical. It was like every reason like they're insane, so let's make them like crazy because of Vecna or crazy because they're from the far realm. It's just kind of throwing like, why do things go crazy in this game? Let's have them share lore with all that stuff.
Right. My personal favorite is the Vecna lore. I think it fits very well. I think it's the best explanation. I mean, Arcane Blight isn't the worst explanation, but I think it's a better one. Plus, I just like Vecna and Greyhawk. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
There it is.
I like the far realm, but there's a lot of stuff there. Is anything you can imagine or not imagine.
Yeah.
We right there.
Absolutely.
Not planned. But that's what I mean. Is like, okay, we have a Vecna Nothic that got ejected out into the far realm because they did a bad magic. And then now we have those Nothics.
Oh, God, super Nothics.
Double layer, you know, two lore layers.
It's true. Yeah. You can cross the lore. For sure. Nothic eyes are valued for their alchemical use. Thank you, Brian. They can be distilled into a suspension that can be mixed with a certain type of alchemical vitriol to form an elixir of sea invisibility.
That's cool. That sounds like some Dragon Magazine shit right there.
It does.
We made it.
We did it.
Let's take a shit.
Rest.
It's the Grand Adventures of Ilian and Beer.
Ilian, what's happening?
Hold on, Ben.
I am with my dear life.
And as I hold on to the shards of the Sands of the Borders.
Okay.
We are stuck in an ether cyclone. A cyclone.
Okay. What was that?
It appears we have been transported to the ethereal plane when these two shards touched each other.
I don't think you're supposed to make them touch.
No, touching is exactly what we want them to do in order to gain more power.
Look what happened.
This is the price of our ambition.
Those guys are hanging on too.
They are.
They're so ugly.
They are.
Hey, what the fuck?
You know, we're right here. Rude.
Why do you just let go?
Yeah, we're trying to collect these for our boss.
They say we're in the ethereal plane?
That's weird. The guys were just talking about that. What a coincidence.
This is super coincidental.
So strange.
We did a mountain flip and now this.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Ben, we must not let go of the shard. At any moment, this ether cyclone will come to a culmination. At the end of which, we could be sent anywhere in the multiverse. We might stay here in the ethereal plane, or we might get sent to one of the inner planes. Some of those planes are my favorites. And also, maybe back to my tower. That'd be nice. Let's hope that one happens.
This all sounds scary. I'm trying to come up with a resolution to our issue here, and sometimes I just get my ass out, and that kind of solves it, but I don't think I can let go of you right now.
Yes, do not let go. If you do, I do not know if I will be able to find you again.
Hey, you know, hey, if you guys let go, I'll give you $30. I got $30 on me right now.
And I'll give you my collection of Dungeon Cast podcasts. Audio.
Okay. I don't know how you're gonna give him that. That's like an otherworld thing.
I'm lying. I'm trying to deception.
Oh my bad. It's a shit. I did an oopsie. Anyway, what do you guys need these for? We need them. We need to take them back to our bosses so they can podcast forever.
Yes, forever.
Well, I need them for paint. But I like to paint.
I know not what these podcasts are, but I need them, for I am a wizard with ambition, the likes of which you know nothing of.
Now I'm going to try and throw my sword at them, Ilian.
So anyway,
oh god, I almost fell off, and my sword went flying somewhere. Oh my god.
Hold on, Ben!
Okay, I'm holding on.
So anyways, I started blasting.
No,
not again!
No!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify is great. They're taking businesses of all sizes, cradling them in their arms, to help them grow by giving them the tools they need. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success at every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/dungeoncast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/dungeoncast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/dungeoncast.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
We've returned.
Indeed we have.
We're fucking back. Back at it again.
We are.
I was waiting for the right. I can't believe we're here now. The last episode we did was the ethereal planes,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about the deep ethereal, and
yeah,
I was
waiting
like a snake in the bushes to make a deep like Dagon joke, and didn't.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
You missed it.
Damn.
I don't know when we're ever going to go back to the deep ethereal.
Ah, damn it. It wasn't that, it never got deep enough though, so
it
I guess
didn't.
It wasn't deep like
it
Dagon.
It wasn't deep like Dagon.
It was deep, just not that deep.
No, yeah.
Dagon's so deep. We got Nothix.
We do.
Media. Go to patreon.com/dungeoncast where you can support Ilian and Beeren on their adventures to find the
shards of substantial supporters, which will make up
fragments of fruitful followership,
which when combined create the plenteous patrons.
Well, it's not just two.
Yeah, no, not the not
when
just
they're
two.
All combined,
when they're all combined,
the indefinite number of them we've created,
the 1,001 pieces.
Yeah, this we're writing our own show called Two Piece. Get fucked, One Piece. Ours is better. It's got twice the amount. There'll be 2,000 episodes. Patreon.com/dungeoncast. You can support our dumb shit. We got Nothix. They're medium aberrations. They look vaguely like Mike Wazowski fucked a goblin and had a baby.
That's Jesus.
Neutral evil.
They're rather despicable.
Armor class.
Oh, I didn't get to tell you my inappropriate joke.
Okay, save it for the
long rest.
Damn, if we're shitting in the short rest, what are we doing in the long rest? We are fucking unhinged this recording session. Let's go. Armor class is 15. Natty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
HP is 45 or 68 plus 18. Its walking speed is 30 feet. It's got a strength of +2, dex of +3, a con of +3, intelligence of +1. Wisdom of +0, and a charisma of -1. Not very wizard-like?
I mean, it's... You remember, they've gone insane, mm-hmm. right? So
I forgot all their stats.
It's a limitation on their intelligence level.
Yeah, okay.
The fact they have a +1 is impressive in and of itself.
Yeah, their charisma being a -1 is good. It implies that subjugation is key here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Skills, Arcana +3. That is wizard-like. Insight +4. Perception +2 and stealth +5. Yeah, little dirty spies. They have true sight of 120 feet. That's fucking awesome.
Yep.
That big old Mike Wazowski.
So they can see you on the ethereal plane, I believe, with true sight.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you can.
Passive perception is a 12. They speak undercommon. That's strange.
Well, okay. So that is strange because why isn't it deep speech, right? If we're going with the aberration in the far realm thing, deep speech makes the most sense.
Yeah, maybe their madness caused them to like speak in bad, because undercommon's like bad common, right?
It's just the common of the Underdark. It's not bad common. Mm. It's just like deep gnomes speak undercommon.
Yeah, but there was no Underdark lore here at all. Was there?
Just that they live underground. That's it.
Oh, they live that far underground?
I mean, I'm sure you could find them there. The lore wasn't like Underdark specific though. It's a weird choice, and it's one I disagree with.
Okay.
I think I would say Far Realm and Common, or Deep Speech and Common, sorry.
Or like
or,
a missile or something.
Or whatever language they knew
in life.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so the lore is shaky here.
It is shaky.
The stat block does not draw. Yeah. They've made their own thing. There's some weird third thing, fourth thing going on here. They've got Keen. Oh, they're a CR2,
Challenge rating 2, they yield 450 experience points, and they have a +2 to their proficiency bonus. They have keen sight. The Nothic has advantage on wisdom perception checks that rely on sight. Actions, they have multi-attack. The Nothic makes 2 claw attacks. Claw is a melee weapon attack, +4 to hit, with a reach of 5 feet on one target. It's going to hit for 6, or 1d6 +3 slashing damage. Standard stuff. Rotting Gaze, the Nothic targets one creature it can see within 30 feet of it, and it will see them.
It will. With 120 feet of true sight, yes, yeah. It will see them.
The target must succeed on a DC 12 constitution saving throw against this magic or take 10 3d6 necrotic damage. You know, not the highest save, but this is clearly supposed to be a high-level mob. So if you have to make a lot of these saves, you might boof one, and you might
might boof a couple.
Yeah, these dudes are shooting fucking necrotic gamma rays out of their eyes.
Yeah, I'm picturing like a scene where you're like in some underground ruin, and you know, about 7 of these guys pop up, you know, up from a high ground and just bombing on you with their gazes.
Yeah, so. High ground, Obi-Wan.
Yes,
they're gonna win if you do that. DMs, take notes. Obi-Wan was right.
Obi-Wan is always right.
He's always right. So, Obi-Wan. Weird insight. That's like what we offer on the show sometimes.
Yes.
God,
we're Nothics.
The Nothic targets one creature it can see within 30 feet of it. The target must contest its charisma deception against the Nothic's wisdom insight check. If the Nothic wins, it magically learns one fact or secret about the target. The target automatically wins if it is immune to being charmed. You know,
I feel like this should be a bonus action because I feel this is an RP thing, right? For the most part.
Yes, it is, because if you don't have one on deck, you're going to be asking your players right there, like, give me a secret. And
tell me that weird shit you're into. You know, it's like, it's just strange, right?
You're going to confuse. They actually like it. They're failing their DC. They're failing their con save on purpose.
Oh, no.
I like getting their face skin burned off.
Oh, gosh.
That's a secret. I'm a fucking, what is it? Sadist? Is that the one?
Masochist. It's masochist.
What's a sadist?
It's someone who likes inflicting the pain.
Oh, okay. It's the other thing.
Yeah. Welcome to the Dungeon Cast. We learn a lot here.
We do. We do. We get my vocabulary straight. Yeah, that's it. The description that it offers here below, which is outside of the stat block, a Nothic is a monstrous creature with terrible talons and a single great eye. When driven to violence, it uses its horrific gaze to rot the flesh from its enemy's bones.
Yep. There it is.
Yeah. They're neutral evil, so they might not attack you right away.
Well, neutral evil does match Vecna's alignment.
Yeah, they want to know your deep, dark secrets.
Yeah, which makes sense with Vecna. I picture Vecna being able to just pick up just secrets, just errant secrets from all his Nothics from across the plains.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just like a little like the Riddler from Batman and Robin or whatever, where he's got the box. Remember the thing with the box where he puts the little antennas on the TVs and it's beaming all of Gotham's secrets into him. And so he's like knows everyone's bank account numbers and all that shit. Okay. That's what he does, right?
Yeah.
Edward Nigma makes his thing, and Vecna is the Riddler,
absolutely,
and the Nothics are his little invention box or whatever the fuck he calls him to. Yeah, Jim Carrey.
I think that we could use a couple more Nothics. I think we could use like a cult master Nothic, right?
Yeah, let's butter up our Nothic lore and make stacks of them, like the Slotty.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
that's always cool.
I was almost expecting that, but
multiple Nothics.
Yeah, another layer.
You know,
here.
I bet you 4E has multiple Nothics. Let's pull it up.
Kobold Press probably has them.
I think they can't touch them. I don't think it's part of the SRD.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think you. Maybe because it is in the Monster Manual, but I have a feeling it's not part of the SRD.
I mean, they layered kobolds, right? I remember seeing that in their book.
Yeah, those are definitely because also you can't. You can't copyright the word kobold. That's a folktale mythology
thing. True.
Yeah, so 4E has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different Nothics. I'm going to read you just their names. So we have the Nothic Mind Warp, the Demonic Nothic Mind Warp, the Nothic Plague Gazer, the Nothic Gazer, the Nothic Stalker, the Nothic Cackler, the Nothic Mind Blight, which is a level 19 creature. And then coming in at level 22 is the Nothic Eye of Vecna.
Cool. Okay. Anything that has eye lore. So I was surprised beholders haven't been sort of mentioned here, mm-hmm. but I thought a cool thing that could happen is these things could work for a beholder. Easy, right?
Sure. Yeah. 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 Yeah,
get subjugated by anybody. Mm-hmm. And if the beholder takes damage in battle, like let's say they win a fight, but they lose an eye, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, they can just take
pluck
one out
an
of
eye.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Fun. That's fun. I like
that's
that.
A cool one. That's
yeah.
A cool one.
What it's else? Horrifying, but it's great.
What do you got? You got eyeball horror you can implement into the show right now?
Oh, man, off the top of the
what's some not? Cool things you could do with this thing's eye? Are we missing any eyes? Okay, Medusa.
I don't know if you remember. I created a character back in the Aberrant Mind Sorcerer episode uh-huh. where I had the character have a gazer's eye surgically inserted into her forehead.
That's cool.
You do the same thing with the Nothic.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Just burn somebody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's sick. What do you, so it's necrotic. That's wizardly.
It's necromancery.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Vecna.
Some Vecna stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think they're leaning into the Vecna, and I think it's the right move.
Yeah. I think so. If you're going to like pigeonhole them into one version of the Nothic, that's probably the best one.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Vecna is not doing Far Realm stuff.
Right. Exactly. Vecna has his hands in every pot,
exactly.
in every plane.
He's an all
him and
Acerak,
and then they high five. They swap horror stories. What have you been up to, bro?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Tomb of Annihilation? It was a pretty great adventure. He's like, I have, bro.
Hang on, let me squeeze this Nothic and see what secrets come out.
Let's take a long rest.
Yeah. Hey everybody, welcome to the Long Rest. This is the part of the show where we talk about these big eyeballs in my slippies. They're huge. Don't look right at them.
And they have weird insight.
Yeah, if you've got high con, you can look. I don't want anybody getting burned that doesn't need to be.
Indeed. Keep that flesh on your bones.
Yeah. They floated. They actually brought these back from a space expedition to the moon. They just brought them back from the outer world, I guess. I don't know. I tried to do a Far Realm joke.
I was like, where are you going with this?
I didn't get there. Sometimes you don't get there.
Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't.
You just turn around and go home.
And when you're firing and when you're firing them off at a rate that I do during these recordings,
that's,
like
yeah.
you're gonna see the misses more.
That's an excellent point. That's
yeah.
an excellent point.
Yeah.
Improbably, it's like the more D20s you roll, the more crit fails you'll get.
I was just telling you about how many crit fails I ran a mob and we take shots at my table from that ones. And I was drunk
Crazy.
By the end of the night, like no contest. Cause I also take them with.
Was that the same group? Like your
the one I ran with your special guest, Jake.
Yeah.
My coworker game.
Game. Same game.
The deck
same.
Of many things. Game.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha, yeah.
We did not draw any deck of many things, on the deck of many things last time. Although I during those games, I like to shuffle it and pick one up and put it back down and be like, hand it, you want to do it? I'll just do that mm-hmm. to people during those games. Like, you want to do it?
That's funny.
I was like, you can't draw, but you can look. And I was like, you got poker face? Yeah, okay, you want to do it?
That's too funny.
We'll just stare at people and they'll be like, no.
So they can draw it in anytime. It's on them. It's on the party.
Yeah, they have it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And if it too long goes by, I make them.
Like story wise, how do you make them? Give me an example.
The fucking Nokia phone and their bag starts to vibrate, and uh-huh. they pull it out, and the top card is glowing, and it glows it rhythmically,
like oh god,
an alarm, yeah, like a ticking time bomb.
Okay,
because if they don't pull it, the deck just flings the cards out and makes them go off simultaneously. So they can either control it
mm-hmm.
when it's time, mm-hmm. or I could just do it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds chaotic.
Yes, it's driven. We are out of the Mad Mage dungeon, and now we are looking for the wish spell because I donjoned too many people.
Oh god!
And then somebody died last session. It wasn't even the deck. They just died because there was too much happening.
Sucks to suck, bro.
I was secretly rolling death saves. I uh-huh. failed one, and then I rolled a nat one, and then they died.
Did you take a shot for that one?
Yes.
So they knew. They knew what happened in that moment.
Well, I just like I hid the first one and I looked at them, you know, just to be like. No. And then I did the second one. I was like, I didn't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that time I killed Freeland almost. I was like, dude, fuck. Like, it's a nat one. And
yeah.
Like, you died. It was like, oh, I failed my first one. I was like, yeah. Shots? Yeah, crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can find us on P.O. Box. Send us a postcard or something. We'll read it on the show.
Yeah.
We have a P.O. Box. We have an email address if you're looking to inquire, etc. That's in the notes below. All our socials in the notes below. But Will, you want to run it down?
Yeah, you'll find us on Discord, on Instagram, on Threads, on X, formerly known as Twitter, and on a Mastodon. Again, links are in the description. I'm trying to be more active on there. I was really active for a while, kind of been slipping on it, busy with the book, got really sick during November.
It's the holidays. Yeah,
check us out. Follow us there.
I don't know. You guys know about Patreon. We'll catch you on the next one. Sorry, I didn't know you were going to walk
away. Let's call it a game.
Bye.
We'll talk to you guys later. I got something I want to say that I can't say on the show.
Oh,
but it has
man.
To do with my brother, and me, and my favorite skit from that.
I do love that show. Okay, you tell me later.
I will tell you in the short rest. So, indeed, Nothix can often.
Did you say shit rest?
Short rest.
I know. That's what you meant, but it totally sounded like you said shit rest. It's like, I guess we could do that during that time we dedicate, if we needed to.
If I did, it was a slip of the tongue, I suppose.
I did like a mental double take on it. Sorry.
During the short rest, I will tell you the inappropriate joke, Brian.
Thank you.
Let's get back to the topic at hand.
Thank you.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.